Okay, I want to do something a little bit off the beaten path, sugya, but it's definitely it's a sugya by itself. Not a difficult gemara, but it's a sugya by itself. What these concepts are. So quickly again, the gemara gufa marav chizda moiderim luchuni ben akonim begunim chavu shachaver v'ochlo shuchayev shikvan eschay b'gneva veda kolim shavali deizachelif. In other words, there's no kimle b'drabine because the chiyuv on gneva is when you pick it up. When you eat it, is only afterwards. There's no kimle b'drabine. So Gemara says leim pligi de rabbin om rabbin hazerik ches mitchilas abba l'soif abba v'kor shirayim v'alechos v'poto shakiru tzerich anochi hochanami hagbo tzerich achila. So say that this argues on rabbin because rabbin says if you throw an arrow for 4 amos and it rips silk along the way, so even though you're not chayiv misa for hoitzah dal amos b'shus rabbin until it makes the hanoch, until it falls down in the Shus Rabim until the arrow actually lands, and the ripping of the shreds of the silk was beforehand, so therefore we say it should not become Lebil Amine. Nevertheless, he says it is come Lebil Amine, you potter. Why? Because Akira Tzerich Anochi, because the traveling of the arrow, the fact that it was cast, the arrow was shot, the Akira, when you let go of the arrow and you made it go, the Akira, that's Tzerich Anocha. So therefore, like we saw last week, the entire time, the entire 4 amos is part of the Avera. The Chi of Misa is on the entire 4 amos. And therefore, the ripping of the silk happens at the same time. Akira Tzerich Anochi. Hachanami over here, let's say, Hagba Tzerich Achilehi. Over here also, you're right, you're not Chayiv Chelev eating until you actually swallow it. But you cannot eat it until you pick it up. So therefore, the Hagba is Tzerich Achilehi. So if Agba is Tzerich Achila, even though it's not part of the Mais Avera, nobody says that picking up the Chalev is an Avera, but if it's needed in order to eat, you have to first pick it up, in order to swallow it, you have to first pick it up, so too it should be the beginning of the Chiyuv, and you should be Potter, Kamle B'drabim Minei, on the Gneva, because Agba is Tzerich Achila. So Gemara says, Hoch Yashto, Hosem Yevshal Anocha B'lo Yakira. Hoch Yevshal Achila B'lo Agba. Over here, you cannot have the Hanocha without the Akira. If you don't throw the arrow, it's not going to land. And therefore, both of them are necessary, one for the other. The Akira is part of the Anocha. Hocha, over here, Efshel Achila B'loi Hagba. Over here, technically, you can eat it. You can do the Avera of eating the Chalev without picking it up, without making the Agba. And therefore, the Agba is not Tzerich Achila. Why? Diboi Gochin V'Achil. Because you can bend down and eat it. Says Rashi, what does that mean? Number one on the sheet, on the side. You can bend down less than 3 tvachim. Or you can actually pick it up. In other words, you can bend your head less than 3 tvachim. And then you pick it up, but you pick it up less than 3 tvachim. So you pick up the food with your hand, but you pick it up less than 3 tvachim. So therefore, the hagbah, there's no maisa kinyan. Because you picked up less than 3 tvachim. So when you pick something up less than 3 tvachim, there's no kinyan that's made. And therefore, the kinyan which is needed for the achila is not needed for the achila. But the kinyan for the gzela is needed. So therefore, there is no kamalei rabine. Because you can say that the kinyan is needed for the achila because you can be chayev achila without making a kinyan. And nevertheless, but as soon as you pick it up, you're chayev on Gneva. So therefore, there's no kimlei b'drabim minei. That's what Rashi learns. Rashi says you pick it up less than 3 tvachim, and that's not a hagbah. There's no kinyan, and therefore we see the hagbah is not tzerich achila. So therefore, there's no kimlei b'drabim minei in a case where you pick it up more than 3 tvachim and you have a kavana to steal it. But there's no kimle rabine because that hagbah is not tzerich d'achila because you don't need to have the hagbah for an achila because you can pick it up less than 3 tvachim and then there's no hagbah. Clear? That's what the Gemara says. Dovi, you're with us? You weren't with us for 2 weeks, so you don't know the Gemara. Kimle rabine. So far, so good? Says Taisus. Pirish Bekuntris, number 2. Pirish Bekuntris, lemata megimel delay have hagbah. That you can pick it up less than 3 tvachim and there's no hagbah, and therefore there's no kinyan that's being made. The Kosher Lari, so the Ri asked the question, the mashayach hagba bedover shu teifes biyadai oy bepiv. Taisa says that who cares if you're picking it up three tfachim, not three tfachim, you pick it up in your hands. Something that you're holding onto your hands, that's a kinyan. Why? Because by a get we find, v'nosan biyada amar rachmana. Because we find by a get that you have to make a kinyan, v'nosan biyada, you have to place it in her hand. Mamrina begitin, and we say ben gitin, zog l'shech kolso migureshes, k'shuro afapi shena tluya, that if you throw it into her basket, it's migureshes, if it's attached to her, even though it's not hanging, which means that the actual basket doesn't have to be raised three tefachim, and still if you throw it into her basket, that's called v'nasan v'yada. Why? Because it's part of her. It's part of her body, her basket. Not a chatzar, but a basket is part of her. And that's considered v'nasan v'yada, less than three tefachim. So Taisa has a kasha that putting it in somebody's hand, that's a kinyan without gimel tfachim. That's Taisa Kasha. So Taisa says, no, we're not talking about that you actually pick it up less than three tfachim. We're talking about that it's on a stick and you bend down and you only get into your mouth only at the time of swallowing it. That's the scenario. Rashi says, very simple. You pick it up less than three tfachim and then you eat it. So that's not a kinyan akbar. Taisa says, you're right, it's not a kinyan akbar, but for nothing beyond it, it's in her hand. That's a kinyan, no matter what. So, there seems to be a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos over here. Rashi learns that putting in someone's hands is not a kinyan unless you raise the three tefachim. Tosfos says, no, we see by Gittin, it says v'nasan b'yada, you don't have to raise the three tefachim, because once it's in your hand, it's good enough. So Tosfos says, so clearly, in order to have a kinyan in your hand, it doesn't have to be three tefachim. So first of all, what's Rashi going to do with Taisa's Kasha? Taisa says, by get we see, v'nasan b'yada, you see, it doesn't have to be raised three tefachim. If you put in the basket, which is part of kolsa, part of her, it's also good without three tefachim being raised. So what's Rashi going to do with that question? Why does Rashi say over here that no, it has to be raised three tefachim in order to be kaina with a kinyan in your hands? Clearly we see by get, it says v'nasan b'yada, and still, doesn't have to be three tefachim. So before a special kinyan, why is getting difference? So the Pnei Yeshua says very poshut. Number one, a get is bal kocha. That's number one. So you don't really need a kinyan. It's also hard to say that. I don't know exactly what he means. Look at number one on the sheet. B'divrei Masa Livoi Gocha, next page. Pierce B'kuntris, B'kosha L'ri, Atkan L'shoinen. Kva Kidmuni Moiriz Keni, my grandfather, B'sefer Meginei Shloimer. The Pnei Yeshua's grandfather is Meginei Shloimer, Kosaf. The Vadavi Minosim Yodah, the Chsir B'get, Ein Raya. The Shani Osom, the Balkorcham is Gareshes. Because over there, the kinyan is against the person's will. So therefore, you don't really need a kinyan. Which I think he means to ask is by a get, Vinasan Biyada is a condition. You have to make the get by putting in her hands. But you don't need a kinyan made by her.
Otherwise,
what
did
she say
give it to her?
What?
Otherwise, what did she say give it to her?
What do you mean give it to her?
But
not some means that it excludes a kinyan. Exclude, you don't need a kinyan. That's the Pnei Yeshua says. That a get does not need a kinyan as long as you put it in her hands.
Get is different because in get, the issue is not whether she takes ownership of the get. If she owns the get.
As long as you fulfill the v'nos and v'yodah.
She accepted it.
Right.
Owns it.
Got it. So maybe that's what the Pnei Yeshua means. That Bal korcham is gareshes, which means she doesn't have to actually acquire it, she doesn't have to make a kinyan to be kind of it. That's why v'nasan b'yada suffices less than three tefachim, because you don't need a kinyan at all. You have to pull it in the hand, that's it. Bal korcham. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. Not only that.
Or again, you can even put it in our chatzar, right?
But chatzar is a kinyan. Chatzar is a kinyan. From the fact v'nasan b'yada less than three tefachim, so you see that you don't need a kinyan at all. That's what Pnei Yeshua says. What's number one? Then he says even a bigger chiddush. He says v'yitochen yosel and it's possible even the fima shreisafti biyah bezeh bereish berkazerik begitin ikemilse bichayle lishma gita talia ein shem v'chidushenu. So just a fascinating Pnei Yeshua. It's worthwhile to see it. Look at number 1a. Kvak v'safti bereish berken the lavne mistapina. He says if I'm not scared, I would have said the kulam asis medin tayru. the chivin dashinan v'nosan mikol mokoyim de v'nosan biyada ribuyo umabin on kol mili afilu b'shus she'ina shelo. That forgets, it doesn't even have to come into her reshus. Forget about making a kinyan, it doesn't have to be even into her reshus. You don't have to give it to her. Elad bina she'edume diyada she'mishtamer ledaito. She has to be in control of it. She has to know it's coming towards her. She has to be mishtamer ledaito. She has to be, oh, I'm the one who, nobody else can take it. I can take it. But yet there's a concept, you can throw it, korev lo, right? Outside of Dalad Amis, korev lo. How does that work? What kind of kinyan is that?
Has to be closer to her,
closer to her than to him. How does that work? There's no kinyan over there. Says Bnei Shua, because you don't need a kinyan. You don't have to put it into her reshus. All you need is that she is more control over it. She's the only one that has control over this get more than anybody else. That fits with Joe Swara, meaning the purpose of a get is she has to know she's divorced. So therefore, if this get is in her possession, not as a kinyan possession, or even a physical possession, but she's in control of it, that's enough for a get. And therefore he says, "Afkol makom shemedes merachek b'yichol elishmar havishape dumidiyado." In other words, you don't need more than that. It just has to be that she's in control of it. And therefore, that's really the answer for Rashi. The answer for Rashi is, over here, we're talking about a ma'isik zeila. So ma'isik zeila, you need a kinyan. You have to hold it. More than three tvachim. Has to be a kinyan. Clearly. What are you telling me? Get, v'nosam b'yoda, so you see, you don't need three tvachim. Because get doesn't need a kinyan at all. It's just it's in her control. And she is aware of it. That's enough. You don't need a kinyan at all. Clearly, that's the way Rashi learns. Tosfos, however, disagrees. And Tosfos says that no. That even by a get, right, the raya that he brings the raya from a get is irrelevant. At the end of the day, Tosfos says that more than three, if you, Tosfos wants to say, then why are you telling me that you're picking up less than three tvachin? And therefore, it's not a kinyan. Biyada is enough. You don't need a kinyan. You don't need three tvachin in order to be kaina biyada. So there seems to be a machlokes, Rashi, Tosfos, any way you slice it, forget about how Rashi is going to answer Tosfos' question. But anyway, you look at it, there's a machlokes, Rashi, Tosfos, what the kinyan of yad is. Rashi learns the kinyan of yad is a regular kinyan of three tfachim. You have to make a hagbah of three tfachim. Tosfos says no, that kinyan of yad, even less than three tfachim, it's yours. It's a kinyan, right? Now, he brings a raya from get, not a raya according to Rashi, but Tosfos clearly holds in it and says, and because of that, I tell you, I have to learn a new pshat, because if you pick it up less than three tvachim, it's still yours, it's a kinyan. Question is, what's the machlokes Rashi Tosfos? Matter of fact, not only that, but there's a Gemara, the famous Gemara, the Gemara says, himotze biyado, ein li eli yado, gaga v'chatzere minayin, himotze mikol mokim. Gemara talks about Gneva, that not just if it comes into your hand, it's yours, but even if it falls into your chatzar, and you're okay with it, that's also called a kinyan. But clearly there's a kinyan of a yad. Himotze biyadai. So they seem to have different ways of learning it. Rashi seems to learn that the kinyan of yad is no different than a hakba, which means I can make a mesira with a yad, I can make a meshicha with a yad, and I make a hakba with a yad. According to Rashi, the kinyan of yad, the imotze simotze biyadoi, is no different than any other hadba, mesira, meshicha. And therefore, in our case, the only way it's a kinyan, if it's more than three tvachim, less than three tvachim, it's not a kinyan. Tosfos says no. That when it says the imotze simotze biyadoi, there is a kinyan yad, which does not need three tvachim. It defies the regular kinyan. It's not my terror. The Ksais says already the following question. According to Rashi, very poshut, hakbar. Hakbar is to be three tvachim.
Where does that thing come from?
The Gemara learns it in Kedushin, because that shows, because otherwise it's lover to the karka. It's attached to the ground. Less than three tvachim is called attached to the ground, so there's no hakbar. There's no kinyan.
Because what's hakbar? If you're already mukane from just holding it,
in your hand. In your hand. Right? They asked that question also. According to Tosfos, that's his question. Right. According to Rashi, very simple. According to Rashi, there's no such thing as kinyan.
That's why Tosfos doesn't need the three tvachim.
I understand, but his question is, why do you ever need hakbah? It's always in your hand.
Even before you gave it one.
Right. In other words, what's nafkamina? We're going to soon see. What's nafkamina? So, the problem is, I get Tosfos is saying there's a new kinyan of yad. comes along Aryeh and he says, well, if there's no kinyan there, so why do you need Hagvah altogether?
Right.
Where's the nafkamina between those kinyanim? And we'll learn the nafkamina. But clearly, they seem to have two different ways of learning the kinyan. The Ksais already says so much. The Ksais has the following question. The halach is that chatzeiroi, right? Look in Shulchan Aruch actually. Number two, Shulchan Aruch paskins, chatzeiroi shel adam koineloi shelay midaitoi. The chutz of a person is kind of him, shalei midaitai, without your knowledge, which means, if something falls into your chutzer, hamish tameres, which means a closed chutzer, even if you don't know about it, it's yours. Your chutz is kind of shalei midaitai. V'im nofla v'metziya, harei shalva l'chutzer. V'med v'amurim v'chutzah hamish tameres. V'ein chatzera kind of l'el v'yodeh metziya d'osik adaitai. As long as you know that a metziya is coming there, it's a regular thing, then that will be kind of it. If you don't know about it at all, avodav shein erog gelav ein chatzir koin loy, ap yishu ba metziya l'shom, uvacham adav shom zocho, uvelo yedav al chatz metziya shom koin metziya l'shom b'sheini. Which means, if you don't know it's ever going to come there, then there's a separate problem that's not going to help at all. But if you know that metziyas might come, then your chatzir is always open to make a kinyan on your behalf, shaloi mi daitan. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Comes along the Maharit, and the Maharit says that just like chatzir is koine shalai midaitai, so too yodai is also koine shalai midaitai. Look at number 2a. Because the Maharit, miyesh loima, the yodai adif ma'ede b'nichse agel. Which means, if you go plow in a field of a ger, so unless you have kavana to be koine, ger dies, no children, and you go plow in this field, unless you have koine to be koine, kavana to be koine with a kinyan chazaka, doesn't work, right? Says the Iktsois, but Yodai is better from Oyrim Nichsagel. The Ashkech and Chatzir Zolam Koine Loishna Midaitoi. Bechivi the Chatzir Koine Loishna Midaitoi. Kol Shekein Yodai. Vaid Hashani, the Medin Chazaku, Vulaim Din Schir. Which means that a Yad, something coming into your hands, will also be Koine Shaloi Midaitoi. What's the Svar of the Iktsois? I think the Gemara learns that what's the reason, the Gemara Babatiyas, Chatzir, what's the reason why Chatzir is Koine for a person? Chatzim mishum yada yisrabi, chatzim mishum shlichis yisraboi, famous Gemara in Bamatia, that the whole reason we know chatzir works is ein li ele yadoi, gagoi v'chatzir minayin, tamudloi mimotzi simotzi v'yadoi, which means that a chatzir is learned from your yad, just like a yad is an extension of you, so to your chatzir is an extension of you, which makes sense, because a chatzir, you're not making a kinyan. If I make hadbah, I make a kinyan. I make mashiach, I make a kinyan. Mesir, I make a kinyan. Right? Chazok, I make a kinyan. Chatzir, it falls into my chatzir. What kind of kinyan is that? The Gemara says, well, we learned that from Yad. Just like something comes into your hand, it's part of you, your chatzir is an extension of you, and it's a kinyan by dint of fact that it falls into your chatzir, just like it would fall into your hands. Says the Marit, the same thing. Yad is like chatzir, which means you don't even need das to be kinyan. Comes along the tzais, well, this halacha that Yad is like chatzir, and it's koine without any das, it only fits according to Tzaisa, says the Tzais. Not according to Rashi. Not my words, the Tzais says that. Number 2b, Vinira, the ha de kosa de yoda koine loi, shaloi mi daitoi, mi kol shekein de chatzeroi, tali ba machleik, is Rashi v'Tzaisus. The Rashi kosa befregim l'ksuvus. Akbo afila bi yoda bina shleishet vachim. Why? Because Rashi holds there's no such thing as a separate kingdom of Yad. Yad is no different than Hagbah. Whatever you do with the hand, that's the kinyan of Yad. That's what Rashi says. And if you need three tefachim, says the Ksais, Uvetoyse Shom, Hikshul Rashi, Vikasu, the Choshu Biyad and Tzorach, Hagbah Shalashu, Dotna, and Zog, and Tzorach, Kosmul, the Reshes, Vimkain, Kivin Chobshad, Lagor, Mechatzeroy, Vimkain, who has the Lashikna, Shlemi Dai Tanami, Avala Shit is Rashi, the other, Ena Koin, Ela, Bagbah Shalash Tefachim, Vimkain, Ena Koin, Ela, the other, the Tzorach, Chosu, Ela, Bateres, King, Nagbah, Vichol, King, and Tzorach, Kavono, Shlemi Dai, Ena Koin, Vahim, Shum, the Lamitin, Vidach, Knias, Ela, Bah, Mashikh, Mashira, Vilkrin, Amid, Megitim, Dach, Knias, Rai, Vena, Har. In other words, basically, the Ksais says in a nutshell that this svar of the Marit, that a Yad is a special kinyan and works without any das, will only fit according to Rashi, according to Tosfos, who says you don't need three tefachim. But according to Rashi, who says you need three tefachim, there's no such special kinyan as Yad. Right? Yad is no different than every Hagbah and Mashiach and Mesira, and you pick up a three tefachim.
What does Rashi say about a Chatzir?
Chatzir does work. Chatzir does work, according to Rashi. So the Gemara learns it from Yad, but Yad, you need three tefachim. So, What's the machlekes Rashi Tosfos? How do we understand, on a basic understanding, this concept of yad, you know, what would this new type of kinyan according to Tosfos, and according to Rashi, it's not a new type of kinyan. How do we understand it? So there's a famous Gebrachali Trop, which is worthwhile to see, by first looking at the Gemara above Mitzia, the third page. You have to skip the next page, and we'll go back to the Gebrachali Trop. So the Gemara says over here, Omer Ishlokis Meshum Abba Koin Bardelo, Ktano Ein Lo Chotzer Ve'Ein Lo Dal Amas, which means a young girl doesn't have a chotzer, which means if some the husband throws the get into her chotzer, she's not going to be koiner. She can't make the kinyan even by a get, right? If not, the yada is okay, but putting it into her chotzer is not going to work. Tano ein lo chotzer ve'ein lo dal damas. Rabbi Yechon Mishum, look in Rashi. Tano ein lo chotzer im zog lo bay lo get the sechatzera loy konse lo chaser lizgarish boy. Mechein hoyz v'rushus rabim zog lo get ba'aba amaseo. It's not going to work, right? By ktana doesn't work. Rabbi Yechon Mishum Yana Amar yesh lo chotzer v'yesh lo dal damas. But micromythically, what's a machlekes? In other words, a regular ktana you can throw a get. You give a get in her hands. Could you throw it into her chotzer? By gdoil it works. By ktana, machlekes. What's a machlekes? Ma'asavar chotzer mishum yodis raboi kehechadis lo yad chotzer nami islo. Ma'asavar chotzer mishum shtichesis raboi. Look in Rashi, sorry. Dichsiv mishum yodis raboi. Dichsiv v'nosan v'yodo v'yodo reshuso mashma kidichsiv v'ikaches kol atzer miyodoi. So yodai means not just your hand, but it means your control, your rechush, your property, that's your hand. And therefore, just like a ketana has a yad to accept a get, she also has a chotzer to accept a get, and therefore you can throw a get within her chotzer. The other man holds, no, chotzer mishum shlichus is raboi. What does that mean? Just like a shliach held with Rabbi Rachman shlichus adam ketanya v'shilach melam shishar is a shliach v'shilach v'shilach, which means your chotzer is like an extension, a shliach of you. It's not your yad, but it's like your shliach. Right? You put it in my chotzer. So he's accepting it on my behalf. Again, I'm not making the maisa kinyan by chotzer, but rather the chotzer is doing something on my behalf. Just like you give it to me, you give it to my chotzer. It's not an extension, it's not a yad, but it's like a shliach.
It's like somebody else could take it for you.
Exactly. Then somebody else can, so my chotzer can also, that's my automatic shliach. I want it thrown in my chotzer, it's my automatic shliach. And therefore, since a ksana does not have a shliach, so a ksana does not have a chotzer either. That's what this simple, innocuous Gemara seems to say. Then Gemara says, Mika ma'anoma chotzer mishum shlichus raboi, v'atanya, v'yodein l'yodeh gachatzer, m'kabim na'in ta'am limotzen zod mikol mokoyim. In other words, by Gneva, if you tell me that you learned it from the Gemara's question, okay, that's not relevant, fine. I just want to show up something else. So bottom line is, there's a machlekes on this concept on chotzer, if it's mishum yad, mishum shlichus, the Gemara over there in Bava Metzia, regarding forgetting. How is it relevant to us? It says of Naftali Trop, I'll tell you like this. This concept of kinyan yad, and I think he's saying pshat in the tzais. I mean, he's not saying it, but that's the way he seems to learn on this. So the way he looks at it, he said like this. This concept of a kinyan yad, is the kinyan yad that you know what? I think he's saying, maybe I'm wrong, I don't know. The way I look at it is, maybe so like this. Let's see it together. I think he's saying it the following way. Every kinyan, so I have to make a kinyan to show it as mine. Correct? I have to do something. I have to make a maisa kinyan. Yad, kinyan yad, is it not more than a maisa kinyan? Which means putting it into my hands is like I'm doing a maisa kinyan. Is that what it is? Or perhaps kinyan yad bypasses the Maisa Kinyan, and it automatically is a Hachnasa Lershusai, without even having to do the Maisa Kinyan. Which means, generally, you need two things. You make the Maisa Kinyan, and that brings it into your Rishus. Is Yad not more than a Maisa Kinyan, or is Yad a automatic Hachnasa Lershus without a Maisa Kinyan? That make sense? You understand?
The only question we still the question we had before with Yad and Hanbah. So how
we're gonna get slow down. So read what he writes over here, number four. Dine yesh lachkar b'din kinyan yad. Let's try and understand it. Maybe it's simple, I don't know. Kinyan yad. You have a mitam hachnosa lishus, meaning it bypasses the kinyan aspect. It's an automatic hachnosa lishus. Oymishum etzem maisa kinyan. Or yad is like a maisa kinyan. The mashem machnis liyodoy have a maisa kinyan v'niknin loya chefetz. Which means, putting it in somebody's hands is like making a maisa kinyan. Is yad putting it in his hands like making a maisa kinyan? Or is it bypassing the kinyan, achnas l'shus? V'nere. Dinei b'ksuv is gabi goyim chel b'sh chadeh adam rinoch ev shel achil ablo ekbo. Niboy goch mochel, pirshah shkana mat me gimod lav ekbo. V'ksuv b'tay sara vashem v'ashach ekbo v'dov shuv l'fiv. Nov shuv l'achmona, etc. etc. Vayim shuv d'as ramban, etc. 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 V'nere. De bahay pligi. Dis to machlokes. This is that posha. This is clear. The vaday beget ain't sorech l'dinei akinyonim. Says Rav Tzadok Shop, clearly Rashi holds that a get does not need a kinyan at all. V'loi bi'inon elo hachnosa l'shusa. And all you need by a get is a hachnosa l'shus. V'das Taisis, de b'chol ha-kinyonim nami ein ha-kinyan elo hachnosa l'shus. So Taisis holds that no, that all the kinyonim, there's no such thing as a maisi kinyan. All the kinyanim is also only a achnasa l'shus, which means
different ways to do it.
The different ways to make achnasa l'shus. When I make a meshicha or hagba, it is not more than achnasa l'shus. Get, clearly not more than achnasa l'shus. So Tosfos says that a get is the same thing as all the kinyanim.
So that's why he can bring.
So therefore, he brings right from get. In other words, I think I was right. Meaning, the machlokes is. Every kinyan, what's happening in every kinyan? Is every kinyan a hachnasa l'shus? Not more than hachnasa l'shus? Which means that if I make the meshicha or I make the hagbah, it's just to show that I took it into my property? Or no? By a kinyan, besides hachnasa l'shus, there's also a maisa kinyan that needs to be made. Separate issue, not just hachnasa l'shus, that it comes into my property, but there's a separate maisa kinyan that is being made. So Taisa holds that all the kinyanim is not more than hachnas l'shus. So therefore, the fact that in get you throw it into her hands, that's like all the kinyanim. Right? That's the Taisus. The b'chol ha-kinyanim, namein ha-kinyan el hachnas l'shus. V'im kein, shafi heviyu raya miget. Och in Rashi v'Ramban Savri, the b'kinyanim, ein ze rak hachnas l'shus, el ikam maisa kinyan. In other words, they hold that by a regular kinyan, it's not just I'm taking to my property, but you actually have to do something. You have to make a maisa kinyan. You have to go ahead and do something. So therefore they say, what do you bring your raya from get? There's no raya from get. Masha'in Ketaisa says, no. The doing something just to show that it comes into my rishus. But once it comes into my rishus, you don't need more than that. In other words, every kinyan, is it just a hachnata rishus? That's all it is. I have to do something to show that it comes into my rishus. But really, a kinyan just means it came into my rishus. So there's two ways it can come into my rishus. I put it in my hands, I throw it in my property, or I pick it up. That shows it came into my rishus. The great equalizer by everything is not more than achlas rishus. Every kinyan means it comes into my property. So Taisa holds, that's exactly what happens to every kinyan. So therefore, get, you can bypass the picking it up, because it came directly into your rishus. The hand, biyad, is the same like chatzar, which is the same like Meshicha and Hagbah. Just Hagbah, the fact that it's, that they're not picking it up doesn't show anything. So picking it up makes it Hachnas L'shus. But the Kinyan is Hachnas L'shus. And therefore, Get and Chatzar and Yad is all the same thing. And just like you don't need three Tvachim over here, you don't need three Tvachim if it comes into your hand directly, Hachnas L'shus. That is the way Taisa learns. Rashi says no. That you're right. Every Kinyan is not just enough Hachnas L'shus. You have two different kinds. You have to do something. You have to make a maaser to show that it's yours. So therefore, you have to make agbah, you have to make meshicha, you have to make something. However, Rashi says, get, different story. But not some other. That's tachnas l'shus. That's nothing to do with the maaser kinyan. And therefore, over there, a yad would also, would a yad work according to Rashi?
Yes.
No. Rashi, a yad does not work.
For
For get, yes. Because get all you need is achnas or reshus. But for regular kinyan, says Rashi, a yad is not good enough. You have to make a maaser kinyan. Why does a chatzar yes work according to Rashi?
For get.
Only for get? No, for everything it works.
I don't know why that would work. It's just a yad, why would it work?
What, there's no maaser kinyan?
That's my question.
Oh, that's what Gemara says. Because chatzar only worked. I said that's exactly the Gemara's machlekes. If chatzar mishum yad, a chatzar mishum shlichus. So the only reason why chatzar works because mishum shlichus. That's the way. So let's read right away. Vapizen, that's exactly his point. Vapizen nira. Let's see what he reads further. Vapizen nira levaya machlekes. I chatzar mitam yad is raboi or mitam shlichus. Demand the omad isvirele chatzar mitam yad. The mandam who says chatz is like yad, svirelei, like taisis. Kinyan hu achnas reshus. Every kinyan is not more than achnas reshus. And therefore, chatzer, yad, even a regular kinyan, it's all the same thing. So if a yad works, because achnas reshus, chatzer also works. Achnas reshus, that is the kinyan. Vim kein shapim hani chatzer le kinyan. Kivin ochinami, ika achnas reshus. Vechem asma lashon rashi. One fit with our rashi. Shekatzaf. Because of an awesome yada, the other shoes of mashma, give see, we can just call out some yadoi. Aval man the svirele, the chatz mashum shlichus, svirele, the yad who maise kinyan. The ena kinyan rakach los of the shoes, ele etzem maise kinyan. Vim kein bechatzer, I epsha shetikne mitam yad. The biyad who atzmo, it's a maise kinyan. So how does chatzer work? It can be mitam yad, because yad, you gotta make a maise kinyan. So how does chatzer work? Vakein svirele, the chatz mitam shlichus hu. The apa shlichus enu atzmo is maise kinyan. Just like shliach. I don't make a kinyan at all by shliach. My shliach makes the kinyan for me. I'm not doing anything. That's it. Skip the next part. Dafin mitzim against a separate issue. In other words, he's going to the fundamentals of every ma'aser kinyan. Is every ma'aser kinyan midin hachnas al rishus, or every ma'aser kinyan is a ma'aser kinyan? So if you learn every tesis holds, every kinyan is not more than hachnas al rishus. Is the same machlokes Rashi and Taisis? I don't know how he says that. I had the same issue with that. I don't know. But at least the concept being is that according to Taisis, every kinyan is a hachnas lishus. It's not more than a hachnas lishus, and therefore chotzer is mitam yad, and yad is hachnas lishus. Just if it's not in my hand, then I need to do something to make it show that it's hachnas lishus. That's Mashicha, that's Masira, that's Hagbal, right? To show that it's Hachnas Lashus. But it's not more than that. And therefore, if it's in my hands, it doesn't need three Tvachim. Now, why does Hagbal need three Tvachim? After all, it's in my hand. We're going to get that in a minute. But at least that's the way Taisa learns. Mashek and Rashi learns, no. That every Kenyan, you have to actually go ahead and do something. You have to make a Maiser Kenyan. It's not enough that it's in my Rashus. You have to do an active Maiser. So therefore, yad or get, you don't have to. Get, you don't need a ma'aser kinyan. Everything else, you need a ma'aser kinyan. And therefore, yad is only works if you have a three tvachim. How does chatzah work? Special gzeiras hakosef. Chatzah mishum shlichus is raboy. It's just like shliach, you don't give.
That's why Rashi has to hold the man diomar that says it's chatzah mishlichus, not a form.
Right, that's his question.
It's not that they're the same argument. It's that Rashi needs to pick the Mandi Omar.
Chatzim Mishum Shlichus. I know, but the question is,
gets him off the hook.
I got it. But
the other, if he holds by the other one,
of course. I'm saying, but do the things fit together? I don't know.
They fit, but they're not the same machlokas. It's still two different machlokas.
Okay, but if see,
but
tell.
Rashi has to.
I know. So they actually asked the question that the maskana we paskin chatzim mishum shlichus raboy v'legora miyad, and it doesn't quite fit. So that's a separate question. But at least that's the concept. Now you asked another question. So I think clearly that's the pshat in the ktsais. That's what the ktsais is saying. That according to Taisvus, yad is a kinyan that he don't need three tefachim. The reason being, and you can learn everything from that, the reason because
it works
for everything because it's not more than achnas reshus. Mashenkein, according to Rashi, who says, no, you need a maisa kinyan, so yad will never be a kinyan unless you pick up three tefachim. But the Nesiva says that not quite so. The Nesiva says, he points out that maybe Rashi also agrees, in other words, the nafkah mina between, you're asking a question that if you hold that Yad is a separate kinyan, or Yad is a kinyan that Hachnas Rashus by itself, so why do you have Yad Akbar? So the Nesiva points out that maybe the whole kinyan of Yad is only if the entire thing is in your hands. Just like everything would be in your chatzar, right? If part of the item is in the chatzar and part of it is out of the chatzar, then there's no kinyan chatzar. So when do you want to say that hachnasa l'shusa helps is only if the entire item is inside your hands? But if part of it is outside the hands, that's why you have to have the special maisa kinyan of three tvachim to raise on top of it. Why? Because that's not the kinyan of Yad, which is Hachnas HaLashus, it's not Hachnas HaLashus. That's the way the Nesiva says it. I saw another pshat, the pre Moshe, he wants to say, that there's a difference what type of kinyan Yad you have. Is it a, well, by the way, the problem with this pshat is, I'll tell you the problem with this pshat is, like the Nesivas, because our Gemara seems to say that you pick it up less than three tvachim, so according to Rashi, that's not good enough. Why is it not good enough? Presumably, because it wasn't all totally in your hands. But then Igmar says you put it in your mouth. So it's completely in your mouth, right? So if it's completely in your mouth, that should be a kinyan of Achnas
Elishus.
Yeah, so that's that question. Look at number 6a. V'ayim b'nesivis. Look over here, by the way. Look in the sivis. V'marit. Kosav diyodei gamkin koine shlemi daitoik. Says, chosh gadarashim tuvis. Tzorach rosh egin l'adom liyodei. Pinez anire. Devada yodei loigora michatzehoi. Everybody agrees that all you need is hachnasa l'shusay and the yad is like a chotzer. As long as the entire item is inside the halal. But if the in other words, Rashi can fit with this svara and say that a kinyan is only hachnasa l'shus, correct, but if it's outside your hand, not in your hand, you still have to, just like not fully in your chutzner, you have to pick up three tvachim. So the one on the side asks, 6a, v'ayim b'nesivis, shekotza, b'divir ashi, d'vada yodah le'gora mi'chatzeroi, rak b'ni she'kol ha'chim d'biyodoi, v'tzorchi in'kavanosoi, v'okanu kulei b'fiv. Over here, the second part of the Gemara is that you don't need anything for the achila. Well, okay, grab, you don't need the hagbah for the achila, because you picked up less than three tvachim and part of it is sticking out, so it wasn't a kinyan. I get that. But then you ate it, so until you actually swallowed it, it was Kulei Befiv. So therefore, that's clearly Yadai, that's clearly Chatzera, it's clearly Hechnas HaLashus, that's not going to work.
Takes bites.
Okay, maybe. And then I saw another pshat, similar pshat, that even Rashi, there's a difference what the kinyan of Yad is. He says, there's a difference if the Yad is like this, or the Yad is holding it from the top, that's the same, I can believe it. No, if it's like this, then you have Hachnas HaLashusay. But if you're holding it like this, you know, holding it like this, then you need a Hakbot, reach Vachim. It's the same idea as in the Sivas, just, you know, in a more cuter way of saying it. So those are the two ways, really, of learning. The Lumbus being whether every Kinyan is only a Hachnas HaLashus, and if that's the case, Yad works. And the reason why I need to make a Mashicha and a Mesira, because where it's not Hachnas HaLashus, I gotta show something, I'm doing something in order to make it Hachnas HaLashus. But every king is not better than Hachnas HaLashus. And that's the case, if it's completely in your hand, it doesn't have to be three tvachim, that's Shadon Taisus. And the other kinyan is that no, that every kinyan is taki, you have to make an actual Meister kinyan. The only reason, get is different, because you don't need a kinyan at all. But therefore, if it's in your hand, less than three tvachim, not a Maisa King, it's not going to work. What about Chatzere? Chatzere is Mishum Shlichas. These are the two ways of learning. There's another pshat which this I really can understand, and I still don't understand it, and maybe you can help me out with it. Number 7, he wants to say, that maybe Rashi also agrees it's Hachnasa L'Shusai. Not like the Nesiva says, Hachnasa L'Shusai, unless part of it is sticking out. Rashi also agrees the main kinyan is Hachnasa L'Shusai. But still he says that you have to make a Maisa kinyan of three tvachim in order to make a Hachnas HaLashusay. Don't get that. Look what he says. Number 7a. Vanira b'zeh. Dinei b'ikam machlug is rash v'teis v'kon al deyad. Ayim b'granat sh'bir pligi yodei konem v'din Hachnas HaLashusay. Oy dehav a Maisa kinyan. The rash is over the din a Maisa kinyan. V'lekach boi agbo gimot tvachim. Ulam yesh lem b'ofen acher. Den behem is gam l'rashi sagi b'Hachnas HaLashusay. Rashi also agrees. Comes into your hand, that's good enough. Rak de sova, de loy mikri achnas le shusay, de gabe kinyin, ela de oisiba maise kinyin, achnisa le shusay. That is only called a achnas le shus if you made a maise kinyin. So even if it's in your hand, that's not good enough. So I hear that svara, or maybe now I get the svara. In other words, the svara that we said, that let's say you learn like Tosfos, that the whole king is only achnas le shus, correct? So that's all the kinyanim, it's just achnas le shus. And that's why a yad, less than three tefachim, achnas le shus, it works. So why do you have to make a meshicha? Why do you have to make another form of kinyan? Because that's a form of kinyan that makes it achnas le shus. Meaning, you don't really need to make an active kinyan. The reason why you have to make active kinyanim, because that shows that I'm taking into my reshus. Right? That's the svara why all the kinyanim, hachnas reshus, is the main concept of a kinyan. But in order to show this hachnas reshus, so either it's in my chatzar, it's hachnas reshus. In my hand, hachnas reshus. But if it's not in my hand, not in my chatzar, I'm reshus rabim, schlepping it for amas, or making a mesira or a meshicha, that shows, yeah, that's hachnas reshus. It's a kinyan that brings hachnas reshus. That's the svara. Because if it's a ma'ase, that means the question is, every kinyan, do you need achnas l'shus, is that good enough? Or do you have to make an actual ma'ase kinyan? Achnas means, as long as it comes into my property, it's good enough. And ma'ase kinyan means, no, you have to do an factual thing to show that it's a ma'ase kinyan.
What's the nafkamina
mean? Nafkamina is, if it comes into your hands, less than three tefachim.
They both say it's not enough.
No. I'm saying, well, slow down. According to Tosfos, it's good enough. Why? Because achnas l'shus, according to Rashi, it's not good enough. Because the svara in the kinyan is not achnas l'shus, you have to actually make a maaser. You have to make an active thing to show this mind. So therefore, yad will not work. What about chaser? I didn't make an active thing. Chaser mishum shlichus, separate chiddush. There's the two ways we're learning Rashi and Tosfos.
But the seven, who's seven? Who's the
who's the name of the sefer?
Yeah.
Ateir Shmuel.
So the Ateir Shmuel seems to be trying to say that achnas and kinyan are one and the same. Kinyan is a way of showing that you have.
I agree with that by Meshicha and by Mesira, correct? Because the way that Naftali Trump explains it is that every, according to Tosfos, every kinyan, the concept of every kinyan is achnas l'shus. Really, I don't have to make any active anything, correct? If it falls into my chatzar, it's good enough. If it falls into my hand, it's good enough. Why do I have to make a Meshicha? Right? Because it's not in my property. So by schlepping it, shows it's a achnas l'shus. That I get, right? That's according to Naftali Trump. That comes out by Meshicha and by everything. He says it, even by Yad, coming into your hand is not good enough, because it's not Hachnas L'Shus. Hachnas L'Shus only helps by Chatzar. Because there, he says, things are ending, supposed to be in people's Chatzeros. That's Hachnas L'Shus. In your hand is not Hachnas L'Shus. Only by making Maisa Kinyan, that's where it becomes Achnas L'Shus. Because the hand is not usually meant to keep things inside. I think that's the Svara that he's saying. So, no, it's according to Rashi. In other words, the Svara that we said in Rashi for Meshicha and for other things, right? Because that's where I'm seeing it's really all the same Mahalach. Again, the Rafael Trump said one Yisoid. His Yisoid, he said, was every Kinyan. How does that work? What's the concept behind a kinyan? So the way he learns, Tosfos learns, the idea of a kinyan has to enter my rishus. Do I have to do an active thing to make it go into my rishus?
No. Tosfos?
No. I don't need to make ever an active thing. If it falls in my chatzar, it's good enough. It sits in my hand, that's good enough. That's achnas l'shus. It sits in a woman's basket by the get, that's achnas l'shus.
And okay. Tosfos, not only get, everything.
Everything. It's achnas l'shus, that's the main idea of a kinyan. Okay. Why is there such a concept as making a meshicha? Where's the achnas l'shus over there? You have to actually make a kinyan. Why do you have to make a kinyan? It's only, you're not really making a kinyan for the sake of making a kinyan. You don't have to do anything active. By making a kinyan, that makes it achnas l'shus. That I get. That's what Naftali Trop says that svara. I get that svara. According to Naftali Trop, Rashi, however, holds that every kinyan is not achnas l'shus. In order to be kinyan, you gotta do something to the item. You gotta pick up the item, you gotta do something, you gotta make chazaka, you have to show bailus, not in passive coming to my rishus. I gotta be an active acquisition, in English, a law. I gotta make an active acquisition on the item.
And the chatzar only works.
Chatzar only works because of shlichus. But therefore, yad, unless you make hagbah, it doesn't work. The purpose, the goal is to make an active active thing on the item. That's Mashicha, that's Mesira, that's Hagbah, that's Yad also, according to Rashi. You have to actually make a Hagbah because you have to make an active thing on the item. What about Chatzar? Chatzar Mishum Shlichus. What? According to Rashi.
Correct.
Now, that's the way I saw Rabbi Naftali Trop. So we said, well, so that's the Machlok is by Yad. He just wants to say, and it's not such a Chiddush now that I'm thinking of it, he just wants to say, number seven, Ater Shmuel wants to say that maybe there's no machlekes Rashi Taisris, or there is a machlekes Rashi Taisris, but Yad, right? We said Nafkamina is Yad, that according to Taisris, Yad less than three Tvachim does not help, because you have Achnos of the Shus. According to Rashi, Yad less than three Tvachim does not help, because you need a Maisa King, you don't have that. So he said, no. Maybe Rashi also agrees that every Kenyan is no more than a Hachnosa Lashus. Right? And by the way, Rashi, who says, Chatzim Mishum Yadza Is Rabbi, Rashi says, because Yad is your Rashus, Hachnosa Lashus. As he says that, V'nosim V'yadza, V'yadza Rashusa Mashma, Kirichsiv, V'yikichis Kol Atzim V'yadza. So Rashi himself says that the Yad is Achnasa Lashus, is Rishusai, right? So he says maybe Rashi also agrees that Yad is Achnasa Lashus, not more than that. So if Yad is Achnasa Lashus, why does Rashi say you have to make Hagbah to be Fahim? Why? If the kingdom according to Rashi also is only not more than Achnasa Lashus, so just put it in the guy's hands. Who cares how, why does he have to make Hagbah? So he says, because by a Chatzar is Achnasa Lashus there, things belong in my Chatzar. So therefore, you put it in my chaser, that's a kinyan. Things naturally belong in a chaser. That's achnasa l'shus. That makes sense. Yad, things don't naturally belong in a yad unless you show and you pick it up to show that it belongs into my hand, and that active kinyan makes it into achnasa l'shus. Not because you need an active kinyan, but just like we said in Taisris, that a meshicha makes it achnasa l'shus, she says in Rashi also, the hadbah makes it into a Achnos Lashus. But he also agrees that Yad is not more than Achnos Lashus. I don't see quite what he gains over there just by saying that Rashi would fit with the other Rashi in Bava Metzia.
But in Shnai Malkas in this house, do I have to raise it or is it enough just to hold it?
No, clearly not. It's not a kingdom. You have to pick it up.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Why not?
As long as I grab it.
Where's the kingdom?
That's my point.
No, that's so according to Taisus, it makes sense.
That's my, I'm doing it in my hand.
Yeah, but not according to Rashi. You have to make a kinyan. Why not? Shnai Mokhtim Vitalis must be that there was a kinyan over here. Why not? Why is it yours? You made a kinyan? You picked it up.
No,
Shnai Mokhtim Vitalis means they come to Besdin holding on to the talis. Doesn't mean they both grab on talis and we, you know, it's like a wrestling fight and they're both holding on. We see who's winning. No, they're coming to Besdin holding on to the talis. Shnai Mokhtim Vitalis. Anyway, but that's, you don't have to say this last shot, number seven, makes it more complicated. But the biggest side, I understand now with Naftali Trump, a fundamental side, which we have in this Taisus, between Rashi and Taisus, where the Yad needs Hagbah, is there such a thing as a Kinyan Yad? Taisus says, there is a thing, Kinyan Yad, which is, no, you don't need to eat for him. Why? Because Achnas Elishus. That's it, like Chaser. It's like Chaser. It's Achnas Elishus, and every Kinyan is Achnas Elishus, and therefore you don't need to eat for him. That's where Taisa learns. Rashi says no.
Gain, you
just gained that Rashi in the Gemara in Bava Metzia says that Yad is like a Rishus. And also, right. You gain, you don't have to say Naftali Trop that it's dependent on Chatzim Mishum Yad, Chatzim Mishum Shlichus. That you gain. You don't have to say this whole Lundus because everybody agrees that all Kenyans are Chatzim Shlichus. To me, the eye opener over here was what the concept of a Maisa Kenyan is. When I'm doing a Maisa Kenyan, what is it? Is it Achnos Lashus, or is it actually I have to make an active kinyan, and that's an aftermina if Yad alone is good enough, or you have to actually make a kinyan. That's the concept.